Title: Simple Bus Processing in Ableton Beginner, Drum and Bass Mixing. All right, let's get your drum and bass mix sounding glued, controlled, and way more record-like using one of the most important beginner mixing moves, Simple Bus Processing in Ableton Live. If you've ever felt like your drums sound like separate samples, your bass feels a bit unruly, and your musical layers fight for space, buses are your shortcut to clarity and cohesion. And the best part is, we're doing this with stock Ableton devices, with settings that actually make sense for DNB. By the end, you'll have three core groups: a drum bus, a bass bus, and a music bus. And optionally, a super gentle mix bus just for monitoring, not mastering. Cool? Let's build it. First, quick session prep, because bus processing behaves way better when you give it headroom. Set your project tempo somewhere in the classic DNB range, 170 to 176 BPM. Now check your track levels. Before you start doing heavy processing, aim for peaks on individual tracks around minus 12 to minus 6 dB. Not because those numbers are magical, but because if everything is too hot, your compressors and saturators start reacting in a weird, exaggerated way. Then on your master, try to keep your mix peaking around minus 6 dB while you're building things. Headroom equals cleaner results, especially with fast drum and bass transients. Now let's create the buses. For beginners, groups are the easiest because they're visual and they behave like mini mixers. Start with drums. Select your kick, snare, break, hats, perk, anything that's part of the drum kit. Press Command or Control G to group them. Rename that group Drum Bus. And yes, color it. You're going to thank yourself later when the session gets bigger. Repeat the same idea. Group your sub and your mid or reese layers into a bass bus. Then group your pads, stabs, atmospheres, vocals, whatever musical content you have into a music bus. If you want, you can also make an FX bus for risers and impacts, but it's optional for today. So the mindset here is simple. Groups are for shared tone and shared dynamics. Returns are for shared ambience like reverb and delay, or parallel color like distortion. Beginner template rule: groups for processing, returns for space. Now, let's build the drum bus chain. This is where that rolling glue starts to happen. Click on the drum bus group track, and we'll add devices in a specific order. First up, EQ8. We're not trying to redesign the drums here. We're just cleaning up and making room. Start with a high pass filter around 25 to 30 Hz, with a steeper slope like 24 dB per octave. That just removes sub-rumble and junk that steals headroom. Next, if the drums feel cloudy or boxy, and in DNB they often do, because break stack room tone with snares and kicks, try a gentle dip around 200 to 350 Hz. Start with minus 1 dB. If you need it, go to minus 2 or minus 3. Keep the cue around 1-ish so it's musical, not surgical. And if your cymbals or hats are tearing your head off, do a tiny dip in the 7 to 10 kHz region, like minus 1 to minus 2 dB. Now add the glue compressor. This is the classic bus glue move. The goal is not to crush. The goal is to make the break and one shots feel like one kit. Set the attack to 10 milliseconds so the transients still punch through. Set release to around 0.3 seconds, or use auto if you're not sure. Ratio at 2 to 1. Then lower the threshold until you see about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loudest parts of the loop. Not 8 dB, not 10. If you're seeing that much, your drums will get smaller fast, especially with breaks. Optional but very DNB friendly, turn soft clip on in the glue compressor. That can help contain peaks without making it feel like the compressor is working too hard. And leave makeup off. We're going to level match manually. Teacher tip here: after you dial in compression, bypass the glue compressor and match the output level so it's the same loudness on and off. Otherwise, louder will always win, and you'll think you improved it when you just turned it up. Next, add drum bus, the Ableton device. This is for weight and snap. Small moves though. Start drive around 5 to 15%. Add crunch only if you want grit. 0 to 10% is plenty. Boom is optional, and in DNB you need to respect the sub. So keep boom low or off unless you really know what it's doing to your low end. If the top gets fizzy, use damp around 10 to 30%. And transients, if your drums need more bite, push transient maybe plus 5 up to plus 20. But if your kick and snare already smack, you might keep it low and use drum bus mostly for density. Last on the drum bus chain, utility. This is your sanity check device. Use it to trim the group gain so your drum bus peaks somewhere around minus 8 to minus 5 dB. And for width, if your drums feel too wide and kind of weak in the center, try reducing width a bit, like 80 to 100%. Slightly narrower often feels punchier in DNB. That's the drum bus. AQ for cleanup, glue for cohesion, drum bus for character, utility for control. Now let's move to the bass bus, where we're protecting the sub, adding controlled harmonics, and making it sidechain ready. On the bass bus, start with EQ8 again. Put a gentle high pass around 20 to 25 Hz. We're not trying to cut your sub. We're cutting the stuff you can't hear, but that steals headroom. If the bass is masking your snare body, you can try a tiny dip around 180 to 220 Hz. And if the mid bass sounds honky or cardboardish, a slight dip around 400 to 700 Hz can help. Now add saturator. Set the curve to analog clip, which is a great all-rounder. Drive somewhere around plus 2 to plus 6 dB. And here's the big rule. Level match the output. Turn the output down so the saturator on and off is basically the same loudness. The goal is harmonics and audibility, not I made it louder so it's better. If you want extra containment, turn soft clip on in the saturator. That can be especially useful when your reese is spiky. Now, mono control. In DNB, the sub is basically sacred, and the simplest beginner approach is this. Do not try to mono the entire bass bus. Instead, go to your actual SUB track and put a utility on it. Set width to 0%. Now your sub is locked in mono, solid in the center, and it'll translate better everywhere. On the bass bus itself, you can optionally adjust width depending on the mid layer. Maybe 80 to 120%, but don't just widen, because it sounds exciting for 2 seconds. Always check mono. And yes, you should do a mono check. Easiest way. Temporarily, put a utility on the master and map the mono button so you can toggle it fast. If your drop loses power in mono, it usually means your bass mids or percussion are too wide or facey. Now sidechain. This is where the kick gets to speak clearly without you turning it up until it clips. Add the regular compressor on the bass bus, or just on the mid-bass track, if you want the sub to stay more constant. Turn on sidechain and pick the kick as the input. Start with ratio 4 to 1, attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Adjust the threshold so you get around 2 to 5 dB of reduction when the kick hits. DNB tip. Sidechain does not have to sound like a huge pump. Often the best sidechain is the one you feel, not the one you obviously hear. Just enough space for the kick transient. Optional advanced groove move for later. Sometimes it feels even better if the bass reacts to kick and snare together. That's where you'd create a sidechain key track and feed both into it. Not mandatory today, but keep it in mind for rollers. Next up, the music bus. The mission here is simple. Keep music out of the way of drums and bass, and add a bit of cohesion and vibe. On the music bus, add EQ8. High pass somewhere between 80 and 150 Hz, depending on how full your pad or stab is. The point is, let the bass own the real low end. If the music fights the snare crack, try a tiny dip around 2 to 4 kHz. If it's brittle, soften 8 to 12 kHz a bit. Then add glue compressor, but super subtle. Attack 10 milliseconds, release auto ratio 2 to 1, and aim for half a dB to 2 dB of gain reduction max. If you're compressing the music hard, it'll start smearing into the drums, and the drop will feel less punchy. Then utility for width. If your music is too wide and distracting in the drop, pull it down to around 70 to 100%. If it's too narrow in the breaks, you can open it up carefully like 110 to 130%. Contrast is your friend. Narrower in the drop so drums feel huge, wider in the break so the track breathes. Now, quick coaching moment, before you blame the bus chain. Check the basics in the right order. First, solo kick and sub together. If the low end wobbles or feels inconsistent, fix the relationship there first. Second, solo snare and break. If the break is masking the snare, don't try to glue it away on the bus. Adjust the break level, or EQ the break track, then come back to the bus. Third, check for clipping on individual tracks. Distortion upstream can make your bus compressor react totally unpredictably. Now, optional mix bus. This is purely for monitoring a finished dish vibe. This is not mastering, and you should be able to turn it off and still have a good mix. You can do it on the master, or create a pre-master track and route everything into it. Start with EQ8, a gentle high pass at 20 Hz, and maybe a tiny high shelf reduction if the overall mix is harsh, like minus half a dB to minus 1 dB. Then glue compressor, attack 30 milliseconds, release auto, ratio 2 to 1, and only 1 dB of gain reduction. This is the lightest glue. Then a limiter, sealing at minus 1 dB. Raise the gain slightly just to check how it holds together. Important, Turn the limiter off while making balanced decisions, otherwise you'll chase your tail, because the limiter is changing the dynamics while you mix. Now let's make this bus processing arrangement aware, because DNB is all about contrast. Try this structure: intro where the music bus is featured and drums are filtered or quieter, then the drop, full drums and bass, and your bus compression naturally glues harder because the energy is higher. Then a break, pull the drum bus down 1 to 2 dB, let the Atmos breathe. Second drop, bring it back with a fill and maybe even a tiny drum bus lift, like half a dB. Half a dB is not small in context, it's a real lift. Automation ideas that work ridiculously well with buses: slightly increase drum bus drive in the second drop, like plus 2 to 5%. Slightly increase bass saturator drive near the end of the drop for intensity. Narrow the music bus width during the drop and open it in breaks. Now, common mistakes to avoid so you don't undo all your hard work. Number 1. Overcompressing the drum bus. If you're getting 5 to 10 dB of gain reduction, you're probably killing the snap. Number 2. Using bus processing to fix a bad balance. If the snare is too quiet, turn up the snare. Glue is not a volume fader. Number 3. Too much low end on multiple buses. Your sub should mainly live in the bass system, not everywhere. Number 4. Making everything wide. Wide drums, wide bass, wide music equals a weak center and a messy mono mix. Number 5. Not level matching. Louder will trick you every time. Let's add a couple pro style tricks, still beginner friendly. If you want darker, heavier DNB drums without wrecking transients, do parallel distortion on a return. Make a return track with saturator and then EQ8 high passing around 200 Hz, so you're not distorting the low end. Then send your drum bus into it gently, and blend it in low, like you only miss it when it's muted. If your break is wild, control it on the break track first with a compressor, then keep the drum bus glue gentle. The smoother the inputs, the better the bus works. For bass translation without destroying the sub, duplicate your sub track and name it SUB Harm. On sub Harm, high pass around 120 to 200 Hz, add saturator or overdrive, and turn it down until you only notice it when muted. This audio version is shortened for playback.